Now, if you think there's a lack of confidence in the auto industry, consider banking. Bank stocks are getting hammered this morning on Wall Street. Citigroup stock is down. Bank of America, down. J.P. Morgan, down. AIG, the finance and insurance giant, down. And these companies are down 5 or 6% in many cases. And that bad news is dragging down overall stock measures like the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This is the second day in a row that investors are selling off their banking stocks, and we have more this morning from NPR's Chris Arnold.
Investors once again are chewing on news that makes them nervous about how many more banks and financial firms are still facing serious losses over bad loans. Eric Oja is an analyst with S&P Equity Research.
I think that the market is being driven by fear, especially given what happened last Friday.
That is when fears over the health of the mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac sent those stocks tumbling. On top of that, there was the collapse of IndyMac Bank. That's a private bank with no relation to the government-backed Fannie and Freddie. Then yesterday, there was more bad news. Eric Oja.
You know, I really hate that phrase, perfect storm.
But the drama continued with a pair of mediocre earnings reports by some regional banks that showed more delinquent loans than analysts expected. That led some investors to dump financial stocks, especially of firms that looked weak. Regulators are trying to calm fears. They say the odds of any given bank actually going bust are very slim. Most people are covered by FDIC insurance. The government is pledging to prop up Fannie and Freddie if need be. The greater concern for most people is that the ongoing problems in the credit markets could just make it harder to borrow money, and that would not be good for the economy. Chris Arnold, NPR News.